country here than any other place in the world. And of course, they have a big pickup plant here. I think about the second largest anywhere in the country.
I saw that factory over there.
Yes.
Is it 1898? Or do they raise all those cucumbers around here?
No, they don't. They raise the majority of them, but they get them from North Carolina, South Carolina now, have people up there contract to grow and part of them over in Alabama, down in Florida, and all over Georgia, because it takes so many until you couldn't produce them just from the county. When they first started out, they were growing them, most of them in the county. But now they have them trucking them in from up in North Carolina, I imagine a few out of Tennessee, and all around. But as I said, Calvary has lost quite a few of its people due to the fact that they've done away with the tobacco farm, and they used to come up here and go to Bainbridge and all around and get people during the time of harvest to help gather into the tobacco.
That they break off a leaf at a time.
Yeah, they would. But now they have a thing go through the field. I seen one week I passed by and said that. Call it the back pickup, wherein the people ride on the thing and get the leaves, you see, and they don't have to have people lugging it, go through there and put it on a machine on a belt, and the thing carried on up and somebody working up there and whatnot. It's kind of a factory on wheel and string up to the back, and when it get ready, that's all the food come in, push it into the barn, you see, where the people used to have to do all that type
walk
of thing.
Walk through and carry it. They
that's right. And have to wrap it and string it, but they do all of that and have it ready to push in the barn when they get back. So that's Calvin. Then there's another town on the side named Reno, and it has lost its population for the same reason. Most of the people moved to town and working in the factories, and you see a lot of these factories pulling them in too, because they just put up a new plant out there. They don't have the number of people that they plan to have, but when they get in high gear, the factory out there is going to employ about 500 people to this new plant they have out there, and that's bringing in people. And of course, they have a garment factory across over there, and another factory here that make wires for automobiles and whatnot. And they work a few hundred people, and I don't know exactly how many rod bearers go in work, but they work several hundred.
Does that go on all year long?
That's year round.
Is that
wrong? Now, down at the...
We get any cucumbers in the cold
months. Well, see what happened. They don't wake them up when they get them. You see, the cucumber, they can or process, wake up the cucumber and the peanut butter the year round. You see, they buy the peanuts and put them up in bins and keep them. And they make the butter, you see, as they have orders for it. And the cucumbers, you see, they've got to cure it out. You don't make the cucumber that's taken in there and it's a pickle. You see, they put it in the, well, I don't know, you may have written by down to the pickle plant, but it's a lot of the places out there look like little round wells. And that's where they keep those cucumbers in there and brine, and that is salty water. And they just keep them there. You can keep them as long as 5 or 6 years, I imagine. And nothing but just that salt water. You see, first they put them in there. Then they've got to skim them off and let all of the stuff for wick out them, let it cure out, to see in that brine. And they skim them, you see, when all that, them impurities come to the top, and then they leave them there. When they get ready to wick them up, they go by and get them out, wash them off, and then send them into the plant. And that's the time when they put the vinegar and the hot other stuff and whatnot into them, you see, when they put in the hot vats of vinegar. But they keep that stuff, see, that's what they're doing during the year, actually pickling and putting up the pickles. But now during the time when they bring them in, they